In the readings today, we see a rather unfortunate part of human nature come right to the fore. In the first reading, we hear about what happened with Jeremiah, how the people want to put him to death. And you see their skewed reasoning. Basically, if we get rid of Jeremiah, hey, the priests will still give us instructions, the prophets will still be prophesying, so who cares? Let's just get rid of Jeremiah. He's irritating to us. Once again, human nature, if there's someone we don't like, we just want to get rid of them. They're irritating. They're frustrating. Rather than being able to recognize that God can use this person to be able to help us to grow in holiness, to help us to be patient, to help us to be charitable, whatever it may be, we just want to get rid of them because they're inconvenient. And then you see Jeremiah turning right around. All right, this is what they want to do to me? Well, wipe them out. May their wives be widows. May their children be slain in battle. It's like, wait. You understand why God actually had to put Jeremiah aside for a little bit and say, until you learn to bring forth the holy without the profane, you can't speak on my behalf. Jeremiah's anger got in the way. So here he is upset what they want to do to him. And then he turns around and just does the exact same thing back to them. It's like, if it was wrong for them, why is it okay for you? But we see the same thing in the gospel. Not only do they want to kill Jesus, now they want to kill Lazarus too. Because people were believing in Jesus because he raised Lazarus from the dead. So once again, this is inconvenient to them. They want to get rid of it. So we have to really look at this for ourselves. And even the context in which our Lord calls us to look at him. We like the warm, fuzzy Jesus. We like the Jesus who says what we want to hear. We like the Jesus who heals the sick, and we like the Jesus who raises people from the dead and kicks out demons. But you notice that when these Greeks wanted to speak to Jesus, what's his answer? He simply tells them that unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains a single grain. And he goes on with all these things, the Son of Man must be lifted up, and so on. In other words, if they really want to know Jesus, it's Jesus on the cross. It's the Savior of the world, not the warm, fuzzy one, the one who's going to suffer and die. And yes, he's risen from the dead, but he said, when I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw people to myself. Granted, we can look at it and say there were three times that he was lifted up from the earth. Once when he was put upon the cross, second time at the resurrection, and the third time at the ascension. But in this case, St. John makes it very clear that he's speaking about the death that he was about to undergo, not about the resurrection and not about the ascension. If we really want to know Jesus, we must look at the cross. Once again, that's inconvenient to us, and we'd like to remove it. What we do in societies that are affluent like ours, we just make the cross look like it was really pretty. Make a nice golden body, make it look like there are no wounds, make it look like he's just kind of enjoying a nice sunny day up there on the cross. You look at the crucifixes in cultures where people are suffering. Jesus is beat up and he's bloody and it doesn't look so pleasant. So haven't we just done the exact same thing? Remove whatever is inconvenient to us? Whether that's people in our lives that we don't like or whether that's the suffering of Jesus. If it's inconvenient, we just want to get rid of it. Jesus wants us to focus on it because this is what's going to help us to grow. Sometimes that's not what we want. We just want the status quo. Our Lord wants us to be saints. He wants us to be lifted up out of our squalor. He wants us to be lifted up out of our vice. He wants us to be lifted up out of our selfishness. And the only way is to be united with Him when He is lifted up from the earth. So, some great lessons for all of us to be able to see human nature at work, but to remember that God has given you a participation in the divine nature. So therefore, we are to rise above just what is human. We are to act as sons and daughters of God. That's what the Lord has done for us. So we must seek Him on the cross. We must unite ourselves with Him on the cross. That's the only way that we're going to become saints. No one is saved in any other way, and no one is going to become a saint in any other way. And that's what the Lord desires for us. So we need to put aside those things that are just human within us, that make us want to remove anything inconvenient. We need to operate out of that divine nature that we have. And if we truly want to see and know the Lord, He is going to draw us to Himself on the cross.